Heidi, who will continue the discussion.
Yeah, you don't. Thanks very much, John. That's a tough act to follow, I think. Well, I'm going to use my notes. But first of all, on behalf of the Ottawa Coalition Against the Tories, I thank you all for coming out tonight. We'd also like to thank the Ottawa District Labor Council and the Ottawa Carleton QP District Council for endorsing this public forum. I'd like to talk tonight about four main things. First is the Ottawa Coalition Against the Tories. Second, the reasons why Ottawa needs to get involved in the economic disruption campaign for this fall. Also, QP's involvement, and I'll talk about that as a QP 4600 member. And last, but by no means least, to talk about building a very strong and powerful local force for the upcoming actions in the fall. But before I start talking about OCAP and the economic disruption campaign, and what we need to do to build local and provincial solidarity, I'd like to share a personal story with you, if I could. Last Monday morning, I let my dog out, as I usually do, and let her out to go do her business, and I went about doing mine, and she was barking, relentlessly barking, barking. So finally, I went to go see what was going on, and I turned around the corner to see where she was, and there was a man lying there in my backyard. So I went to go see if he was breathing, which he was, and asked him if I could do anything, get anything, make any phone calls, and he just kept saying no, no, no. And I had a hard time understanding him, but I did get his name, which is Gilbert, and he just kept saying no, no, no constantly, and perhaps he's schizophrenic, I don't know, that's an armchair diagnosis, obviously. And I went inside and decided to give him some peace and could find no peace inside, so I grabbed some cold water and some food and brought it to him. And he happily accepted it. And I went off to go to work, and I came home later that night to find Gilbert still there. So I went and grabbed a pillow and a blanket. He was sleeping on newspapers. And asked him if I could get anything, and he said no, no, no. So I left him alone, at least knowing that he'd have a little bit of comfort and a little bit of warmth. And I woke up the next morning, and first thing I did was to go look if Gilbert was there. And he was still there, so I brought him a bagel and some coffee and asked him if he needed anything else, and he just said matches. So I got him matches, and I went about my business the rest of the day, and I came home later, and he was gone. Every morning, I still go out there to see if Gilbert is there. And he's not. But who knows where he is? All of the shelters are full. Is Gilbert not a person? Is he not a human being? Is he not somebody's son? Perhaps somebody's brother, father, uncle, cousin? His coffee cup still lays there waiting for him. The destruction of human lives and the unacceptable levels of human suffering produced by the Tories is unacceptable. It's unconscionable. And the people of Ottawa and the members of this province will stand for this legislated infliction of suffering no longer. Every day, the capitalist world order produces a diversity of violence. Poverty, hunger, evictions, exclusion, homelessness, illness, and numerous deaths. Every day, people in the province of Ontario, in our own backyards, become the casualties of capitalism, globalization, and the neoliberal agenda which this filthy and despicable Harris regime embodies. In early June, a group of local activists, including students, trade unionists, the working, non-working poor, and independent citizens, came together and formed the Ottawa Coalition Against the Tories. And we did this for mainly two reasons. First was to respond to the call from OCAP to get involved in the economic disruption campaign. Second was the serious need and demand to build a strong local force within the Ottawa region. We, like OCAP, believe that it's due time to link up the fight against Harris and our everyday struggles in the workplaces and in our communities. Symbolic protests like the Days of Action, quite frankly, were ineffective. We're still stuck with the Harris government. The time has come to inflict direct economic pain on the government by hitting its support base directly. The employers, the landlords, the workfare-friendly charities, and the wealthy are now on notice in Ottawa, as elsewhere across this province. Surrounded by a huge and quite unnecessary police presence, three members of OCAT and myself as a delegate of QP 4600, which is the local at Carleton University for the TA, RA, and Sessional Unit, participated in OCAP's Provincial Assembly on June 15th and 16th of this year. Very broad cross-section of delegates representing QP, W, the OSSTF, and the CAW, including anti-poverty groups, social justice groups, students from both high schools and post-secondary institutions, as well as First Nations communities, participated in meetings and workshops to discuss and organize diverse strategies for the economic disruption campaign. Other regional delegates represented Sudbury, Toronto, Kingston, Stony Point, Peterborough, Belleville, Montreal, Chicago, and Winnipeg, which I was happy to see. Delegate meetings were divided first along sectoral lines and then by regions to discuss meaningful actions within workplaces and communities and primarily encompassed three main themes: solidarity, effective tactics, and fighting to win. The Ottawa delegates included Dave Bertrand, John Hollingsworth, Steve Zakopoulos, and myself. We all attended the regional meetings, and discussions surrounded the need for building alliances within the region, but particularly with rural communities who often feel quite alienated from the political hubs and activities of the cities. We also discussed all sorts of actions that the different communities and regions were willing to take, which included highway blockades, railroad blockades, walkouts, occupations, etc. The trade unionist workshop, it was agreed that a true diversity of tactics was needed for a successful strike, and that union locals were responsible for providing civil disobedience training, direct action training, and medical first aid training to their members. Local trainings will be available this fall, and I'll be providing medical training somehow in this upcoming September. We also determined that the organization of flying squads was quite key and crucial for a successful campaign. Flying squad is a cell of individuals within a local who does work within the local but also provides solidarity support for other locals. QP 4600 is underway of providing sort of the groundwork of forming a flying squad and also getting involved with other locals around the city. At the recent QP Ontario conference held in Ottawa, May 31st to June 1st, QP delegates representing over 550 locals across the province voted in favor of endorsing the Ontario General Strike. QP National President Judy Darcy asserted that it is due time to coordinate action on a major scale in this province, and that this, quote, includes being prepared to take part in civil disobedience and economic disruption. OCAP will not stand alone, end quote. To borrow John's term, the Harris government has a litany of woes that we can talk about. It is a menace, it is a danger to healthcare, to education, to the environment, and to human lives. The 6-year track record of the Tories' brutal policies is clear evidence why they will be defeated and forced to resign with their tails between their legs. First, the 21% cut to social assistance. A single person on social assistance receives a meager $520 a month to subsist. Two, the elimination of social housing, the amended so-called Tenant and Landlord Act, and the Safe Streets Act has resulted in increasing homelessness and poverty right around the province. Rents have risen at over double the rate of inflation. Ottawa has a poverty rate of 18%. Ottawa is also facing a severe housing crisis. We have a 0.2% vacancy rate, while the business community boasts of a 16% office space vacancy rate. 40% of shelters in Ottawa are used by families. Due to high, you know, poverty, high housing costs, and a shortage of subsidized public housing units. And a disproportionate number of homeless people who sleep on your streets rather than in shelters are of Aboriginal origin. Post-secondary students are being financially crippled with outrageously high student loan debts and are struggling to find housing in Ottawa. The deregulation of tuition has systematically prevented fair and equal access to post-secondary education. I'd like to echo the words of a dear comrade who once said, "I am ashamed to be one of the last working class kids to get a goddamn education in this province." And the list goes on. The increasing elimination of shelters for battered women. The murder in 1995 by the OPP of Dudley George when he was trying to protect his civil rights and defend his people's territory and burial grounds. The gutting of provincial health care. The cuts of home care, most recently targeting the elderly. The deregulation of environmental protection. The privatization of health care. The privatization of education, including tax breaks for the wealthy to send their children to private schools. The introduction of private universities to yet again systematically exclude those not from a privileged economic background. Deaths at Walkerton due to poisoned water. The assault on workers' rights and safety continues to multiply under this government. Bill 7 has revoked legislation which previously banned scabs. The automatic union certification has been eliminated in certain sectors. The Employment Standards Act has been amended to allow or promote a 60-hour work week. Collective bargaining rights for teachers have been restricted. And most recently, the current attempt to amend Ontario's Occupational Health and Safety Act in Bill 57, which will eliminate a worker's right to refuse hazardous working conditions, is a direct threat to the lives and safety of Ontario's workers and the obvious increasing gap between the rich and the poor. This is what democracy looks like in Ontario. And we need to be honest with ourselves. The long and growing list of Tory offenses will not stop by lobbying the government. It will not stop by holding symbolic marches. It will not stop by jamming governmental fax machines with letters. We need to take action now. It will stop when we shut this province down. It will stop when we take back our province and exercise our collective power. We need to refuse to comply with the Tory agenda of capitalism, corporatization, and neoliberalism. And while our collective struggles for justice, equality, and freedom don't begin and end with the Harris government, they do demand our attention now, before more people wind up on the streets, before more people die on the streets or from drinking the water, and to stop the growing injustices in our province. As participants and not spectators, we will not bend, we will not budge, we will not retreat. We will inflict economic pain to the government and its corporate buddies. We will stand strong, united, and confident in exercising our collective power, which will force this government to resign. We must stop playing into the hands of the state and into the media, and support our allies on the left. Divisive actions will impede a solid anti-capitalist movement and prevent effective resistance to the authorities, who clearly don't care about anything but their own self-interest, corporate greed, and economic power. We must therefore provide support and solidarity to one another now more than ever. OCAT will be holding its first general meeting next Tuesday, July 31st, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the J.K. Wiley Room, which is the Public Service Alliance of Canada building, which is at 233 Gilmore Street in Centretown. We invite you to participate to build a strong and committed local campaign. The meeting will provide an opportunity for you to start thinking about and discussing what needs to be done in Ottawa and what can be done to economically disrupt this region in concert with other communities right across this province. Now's the time to start escalating Ottawa's resistance, and we need to develop very strong solidarity amongst ourselves. Harris has repeatedly claimed that he doesn't do protests. Well, neither do we. What we do is discuss, plan, strategize, and take direct action. And I look forward to seeing you all at next week's meeting and on the front lines in October. Thank you, and solidarity.
Thanks, Heidi. Thanks, John.